live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And the toll-free number is brought to you by SACL CAI, 855-450-FREE. So joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And so, of course, plenty of things to talk about here this evening. The Ademo story, by the way, our friend Adam Miller sentenced to a few months in jail for felony wiretapping charges. Mark, you had made the claim earlier this week when we discussed this in detail. You had claimed that jury nullification is not very effective at actually changing things.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to give you an example in a little bit of how it absolutely can be.
I'd love to hear that, because I think that it's more valuable to get a lawyer in there and take it to the appellate level and get some case law.
Well, you know, that's great if that's possible, but not everybody can afford a lawyer.
It's true.
And in a lot of cases, you'll hire a lawyer and they'll lose. And
Why would one do the civil disobedience? Because civil disobedience is intentional. Why would one do the civil disobedience if one can't get the lawyer and, you know, change the case law?
Well, sometimes you just do civil disobedience because it's the right thing to do, because it's moral, and because you're fed up with the tyranny and you want to make a statement about that, and you want people to have a discussion. There's a piece of audio that was posted over at freekeen.com of Representative Mark Warden. Now, we've actually advertised him for a long time on this program. He's the Porcupine Realtor. He's also, he does porcupinerealestate.com, but he's also an elected representative here in New Hampshire. He was on a radio program talking about this issue of civil disobedience and wiretapping and that sort of thing. And let's see, he did a great job, by the way, of communicating why, even though not everybody is going to do this, that it's important, and maybe he wouldn't do it necessarily. He wouldn't do the civil disobedience. The host of the show had asked him, well, why do people do this? Why don't they just go through the political process? I mean, not that the host opposed civil disobedience necessarily, but just asking the question as to why. What's the point of this? Why not go through and try to change the system? And I think that the answer to that is obvious, that if somebody had just gone and sat in at a political hearing, as I did today, if somebody had just gone and sat in at a political hearing, that radio show would not have been having Mark Warden on the program to talk about wiretapping. The newspapers would not have made wiretapping the front page story. The television program would not have made wiretapping and Ademo's trial the top story for an entire day.
So it brings attention to it? I think that's fair.
Absolutely. It brings attention, and it essentially forces an issue into the public realm of discussion. And, whatever comes out of that, I don't know. Maybe does it mean it's more likely that people are going to show up at a hearing? I think so. The hearing today that I attended for New Hampshire to possibly change its wiretapping laws, which are absolutely draconian, and ridiculous, and in the minority of all the states. There are only 12 states with the so-called two-party consent rule.
I believe the two-party consent rule exists across state lines, though. So,
as federal?
I think so. This is what I've heard.
Really?
I haven't researched it. I am not an attorney.
I thought that was not necessarily the case.
Okay.
Because some people were saying that Ademo, if he had not been in New Hampshire, that they wouldn't have been able to get him for this when he made the phone call.
It's a statement, right? But, I mean, the thing is, the prosecution didn't prove that he was in New Hampshire. They didn't prove that he was in the United States. They didn't prove that he was on planet Earth.
Right. So,
now, I suppose that's reasonable doubt that he was on planet Earth. But, he could have been calling from Paraguay, where I don't see how those laws would have been, of effect.
So, anyway, right after the Ademo conviction on Monday, Seth Cohn, who's also a Free State Project participant, somebody who moved to New Hampshire to work toward more liberty in our lifetime, as the three of us here on this radio program have done, Seth Cohn put out a notice that, hey, There just so happens to be a hearing about wiretapping this week in the State House, today, Wednesday morning, and, hey, come on out. Don't just complain about what happened to Ademo. Come out and do something about it. And if you can't make it, then email the representatives and let them know how you feel. And that room was full of people. All of the seats were filled in the little audience area, and because it was what they call a subcommittee, so a subcommittee of a committee, there were only five official reps that were there as part of the subcommittee. So the rest of the chairs in the room were open, and so they just let everybody else kind of fill in the chairs.
The reps' chairs?
The room wasn't standing room only, but it was relatively full.
But it was full.
Yes. And, I've been to a number of these hearings before, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, sure.
And most of the people that showed up, they were talking against the current law. Most of the people that showed up were liberty-minded people. By the way,
because they're more likely to do something. Right. I mean, I felt the twinge of guilt to go. I just, I can't give up two money days.
I really can't either, but I did anyway.
Yeah, I appreciate that you did.
I'm just hooked on activism, so it's what I do. But anyway, so there were a lot of great comments. A lot of people kind of took it from various different perspectives. And folks who had been arrested for wiretapping were there, like Carla, the president of the Free State Project, who herself is actually an attorney. So to have an intelligent, strong lady like that come in and make a statement like, look, she basically said, I've been at this for 2 years. I've come to these conferences, these representatives' hearings, and I've talked about this issue, and nothing has changed. And so she put that out there. And, of course, that's, reason number two to do civil disobedience, because usually the political process is so unwieldy and so difficult.
The political process listens far more to people that have been involved in some way, victims, and, you just, for whatever reason, they give your what you have to say far more weight.
There was applause at multiple points when folks would suggest getting rid of this two-party consent rule. There was applause.
I'm curious about this. The two-party consent aspect of this, for me, I don't understand for a second why the jury would convict Ademo for recording public officials, talking on public telephones, going across public land, being paid
they must have believed
public
this
money. But this two-party rule really, I think that it's passed through probably because two private individuals, some people are concerned with private individuals recording each other. But I'm trying to figure out that incident, that one incident where, somebody doesn't tell you that you're being recorded and they've got your voice and it can really harm you. What's that? What was the complaint about getting rid of this law?
Well, one of the things that I observed, the people that were pretty much... The representatives made it look like they were on the fence. Some of them were definitely on the side of getting rid of the two-party, or getting the two-party consent and going to one-party consent, which one-party means if you're on the line, if I'm on the line with you, Mark, I can record the call in a one-party state without telling you. In a two-party state, everybody on the phone has to know. So if it's more than two parties, then everybody on the phone has to know. So it seemed like the argument was really one of misunderstanding. The primary thing that I heard was that the right to privacy, we've got to protect people's privacy. This idea that somehow you have a right to privacy, and I addressed this when I spoke, and there's, by the way, video of this, and hopefully we'll post it later over at freekeen.com. When I spoke, I addressed this. Look, if you're having a conversation with somebody, you no longer have a right to privacy because you opened your mouth.
Right. So I mean, if I get on the phone with you and I say, Ian, I robbed that bank last week, do you want me to have a right to privacy? I mean, really?
Exactly. And so anytime you tell somebody anything, there's always the possibility they're going to tell someone else. So whether they remember what you said and recall it, whether they're writing it down at the time and reading it back, or whether they're recording it with some sort of audio or video recording device. The only difference between these three methods is one is truly objective. One is the actual objective record of what happened. There's
so
no
case,
telephone game
what
here.
You're attempting to do is protect the guilty. Because in the case of, allowing somebody to get on the phone and repeat what they have heard, they can embellish in whatever way they want. But an objective recording, it's only protecting the guilty.
Yes, exactly. So the confusion seemed to be that somehow if you had a conversation with another human being, that other human being has a right to privacy, which is ridiculous. And so I pointed out,
a secret's only a secret when you don't tell it.
Right. So I said, if you want privacy, you have to work for it. You have to keep your mouth shut. You have to make sure you tell, if you're going to tell somebody, the right people. 855-453. Privacy takes effort. Privacy takes time. It takes money. 1-855-450-3733. You take control. I'll give you a little more from the hearing today as well. Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Richard Grove of TragedyandHope.com, and thanks to the help of Mark and Ian here on Free Talk Live, we've created this call to action to help raise awareness for John Taylor Gatto. In 2001, former New York City and State School Teacher of the Year John Taylor Gatto published The Underground History of American Education, detailing how public schooling creates obedient workers and debt slaves. Now John delivers a message which he calls Your Birthright. It's titled The Ultimate History Lesson, and it's a five-hour journey illustrating how and why our public schools are dumbing us down and what we can do about it. Therein referencing more than 200 footnotes and 30 classic texts. John suffered multiple strokes in the weeks after filming this interview, and he's in need of your help as he continues to recover. Please click the banner on freetalklive.com and enter the coupon code FTL, and we'll send you the Ultimate History Lesson on 4 DVDs plus a free 15-hour MP3 bonus DVD. Thank you for tuning in and not dropping out.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar-powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us at freetalklive.com. We have news updates. Get signed up via email to receive the latest about Free Talk Live as it happens. And also, Twitter and Facebook is a better way to receive not just the updates, but also details from the studio during the show. So sometimes you'll occasionally post like a link of maybe something we're talking about. Also, ask questions.
I'm a hooter.
Yep, we've been hooting to both Facebook and Twitter, and sometimes I like to ask questions. So I just asked a question a moment ago, and that was, is there any good argument for a two-party consent wiretapping law? If so, you know, share it with us.
I'd love to know what it is, because I've really tried to figure it out. It's not like I'm saying that I want my voice recorded necessarily, although, you know, I spend a lot of time having my voice recorded. Mm-hmm. You know, you call companies and things like that. They record your call. You manage to do it just fine. But I just really can't think of some instance where this would be a bad thing necessarily.
No, in fact, I think it's a good thing. We'll get to that here in a moment. But also want to, again, tell you to go to news.freetalklive.com. That's where you can get signed up for the email updates. You can also click us over and follow on Twitter and Facebook, whichever your preference is. So go to news.freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI is donated its live reads to antiwar.com.
Oh, really?
Yep, antiwar.com is doing, you know, their fundraiser, and, you know, it's hard to raise funds in a down economy, and they've had to do scale backs, and if you want the website that is antiwar.com to continue, you need to go over there and support them. They need sustaining members on a monthly basis, you know, something, you know, go over there and support them. It's antiwar.com/donate. They do great work. We read their articles here on Free Talk Live, and, you know, they are the voice of liberty when it comes to foreign policy. It's antiwar.com/donate.
All right, so our number here, again, is 855-450-FREE. We've been talking about wiretapping. It's kind of been the topic du jour for this week, with our friend Damo Freeman being put in jail for basically doing his job as a journalist and contacting government bureaucrats and asking them hard questions that they didn't want to be asked, and them coming after him for it. As one lady pointed out in the hearing today, one of the occupiers showed up with her two children, and she pointed out that basically what we've had happen here is that a man who found out about a cop abusing a 17-year-old student at a local high school in Manchester, slamming this student headfirst into a table in the cafeteria, that cop has not had anything happen to him, no sort of punishment whatsoever, but instead the journalist who attempted to follow up on the situation, who attempted to report, who attempted to bring light, shine light on this particular situation, has now been put in a jail cell for several months, for a few months.
Yeah.
That's how absolutely backwards and crazy this whole situation is. And she pointed out that, you know, if that had happened to her children, she would really have appreciated what this journalist was doing for her children and trying to hold this particular officer accountable. Because a loose cannon like that, it's only a matter of time before he hurts somebody else.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I can't speak to what happened at that school. But we need more evidence. I did watch the video. You know, I don't know what happened. It looks pretty bad to me. I don't know what happened beforehand. You know, the officer,
student stole his sister's purse.
Right.
He ended up giving it back before the officer decided to slam him into a table because he didn't like what the student said to him.
The officer's side of the story, I'd be very interested in hearing what that was. But the fact is, there is no other side of the story when the officer gives their side of the story normally. There is one side to a story when an officer gives their side of the story. I mean, you know, sadly, judges just don't listen to what, you know, people that aren't wearing badges say or don't work for the government. They just don't care, and juries don't much care what people have to say, unless you're particularly articulate and you know, good at giving testimony, that kind of thing. They spent a long time at Demo's trial talking about, well, now how long have you been on the police force? Well, they're not doing that because they consider police force to be a besmirching fact. They're doing it because they believe that that gives the defendant there, the testimony, more credibility.
It's true. So, back to the issue of two-party consent, because in, I believe, 38 states, it's a one-party consent. So, odds are good, where you're listening, the rules are, and you should check just to make sure, but odds are good that if you're on the phone with somebody or having a conversation with somebody, that you may record that conversation without letting that other person know. And that's an incredibly valuable tool.
Canada, too, as I understand
really?
It.
Really? Okay. It's an incredibly valuable. It'd be useful to find out for sure on the federal thing, Mark. I don't know if you can look up federal wiretapping laws, maybe, or Julia, dig up that information. I'd be curious to find out because we did have a question mark about that earlier tonight. But it's incredibly valuable to have the one-party consent rule because it allows people to be caught in their true form. Because whenever you're recording someone, they know it, they behave differently, especially if they would be rude, perhaps, otherwise. And a lot of bureaucrats have a habit of being rude.
That's not an argument for being recording. I mean, I guess what you're saying, if you want to catch them being rude, I thought you were saying that if you want them to behave well, you tell them that they're being recorded. I see.
No, well, I'm just observing that recording changes behavior. It absolutely does. You know, you talk to anybody that has ever, you know, done shooting for a film in some sort of a real life location, some kind of reality show or whatever. People, you know, they play differently for the camera.
Well, the cops here in Keene, now that they're very used to getting recorded here, and they generally behave very well on camera now.
Well, that much is true. They have absolutely been trained. But just people
but
in general.
The first time that I did this, recorded them, I think it was the first time that they'd been recorded by anybody from, you know, the liberty activism community, they didn't react well at all.
Well, this is why the tool of recording is so useful. Because when bureaucrats or bad business people or rude neighbors or whoever it is we're talking about is behaving badly, if they're outed for behaving badly, then all of a sudden, it's not going to, you know, it's going to be very likely that their organization or they themselves are going to shape up. Oh, crap. There's hidden cameras out there. We better be a little bit more careful about how we behave then in public because someone might see how we actually are.
I think that, you know, recording devices being used by every, you know, by people whenever they randomly will make for a better society. I really just do.
Right, because it's useful to show someone themselves. Because sometimes, you know, when you're in the heat of the moment, you don't really realize maybe what you're saying or what you're doing or the effect that it's having on somebody. But after the fact, when you can watch it from a little bit more of an objective perspective where you've had time to think or look back on what you've done, that you'll realize, ooh, boy, I could have handled that differently.
Yeah,
I could have done better.
I realize that this is kind of different because I'm not in a public official sort of position. And I agree with you 100%, but I hate being recorded, mm-hmm. and I just think it's funny that you're talking about watching it later, because I won't watch something where I've been recorded. It's too traumatizing for me to go back and watch a video recording of myself.
What about audio?
Audio? Fine.
Okay.
Audio is fine. But any sort of video recording, I won't go back and watch it. I just would rather not see it.
Fair enough. But
I don't have a public job, and so, you know.
But you have in the past. You've been managerial staff at a restaurant, and in that case, you guys had secret choppers coming in from time to time.
Sure.
And this is, you know, this is a valuable tool for making a business better at serving customers or finding out who the bad customer service reps are. You send in a confederate. You send in somebody who pretends to be a customer, and their job is to evaluate the service that they receive. Now, they take notes, but in some cases, maybe they do actually record it. But in a state like a two-party consent state like New Hampshire, they can't possibly record it because it's illegal. 855-450-FREE. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free number here, 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on our site. They are totally free. You can enjoy them, including our listening options. Live streams, we've got them. Head on over to listen.freetalklive.com. They're free. You've got the broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the show, so different size bit rates for different internet connection speeds over at listen.freetalklive.com. You'll also get a list of our over 110, actually now the total is 113 to be exact, our over 110 radio stations that we have from coast to coast, welcoming our brand newest affiliates, I-25 Talk Radio on 1480 AM and 93.9 FM in Pueblo, Colorado, our very first
awesome
Colorado affiliates. So very excited. And, of course, always great to have a transmitter on the FM side as well. So
that is always a good thing.
Yep. So welcome aboard to everybody listening in the Pueblo area and, of course, the
the name of the station should give you some indicator of the interstate that passes through it. So there's obviously a lot of people that are going to be hearing Free Talk Live, a lot of truck drivers and other folks that are going to be passing through the Pueblo area on I-25 and picking up Free Talk Live, which is great.
Truckers are American heroes.
They are. I love the professional drivers. Some of my favorite listening audience of this program. So welcome aboard. By the way, I-25 Talk Radio, picking up Free Talk Live 7 nights a week, which is awesome. So welcome to everybody who's brand new in Pueblo. We just started there last night. If you're new to the show, you've probably already figured out that Free Talk Live is not your typical talk radio. This is not a Republican, Democrat talking points program. We are not listening to Rush or any of those other hosts and trying to ape what they're doing. In fact, we don't want to have anything to do with the way they do their radio programs. So it's a little different. You really can call in and talk about anything you want. And the toll-free number here is 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. Now, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime. Go to freestateproject.org and then learn about a movement that is already resulted in over 1,000 people in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Over 12,000 have pledged to make the move here and get active to achieve liberty in our lifetime. I was actually at lunch today because I was at this hearing in Concord, kind of this political hearing to work in possibly changing the terrible wiretapping laws here in New Hampshire and make it a one-party consent state rather than a two-party consent. And there was a younger lady named Kelly there who, I guess about my age range, and she had moved just recently to New Hampshire. She'd moved up from Missouri, and I kind of, you know, whenever somebody's new to New Hampshire, there's always questions that should be asked, like, you know, where are you from? What got you into this? Etc. And I guess she got into the Free State Project by the Ron Paul campaign in 2008 and immediately was excited by it. She'd never been an activist prior to Ron Paul, so Ron Paul got her jazzed about the ideas of liberty, and then she found the Free State Project, and now she's here, and it, you know, really excited to be here in New Hampshire and around other people that actually care enough to do things like come out to some, you know, what is normally a boring hearing. That, you know, typically politics is pretty snooze-inducing. Have you ever gone to one of these political hearings before? They call, you know, making laws like making sausages. It's a real ugly process that's awful. Well, this hearing was actually pretty interesting because most of the people speaking were speaking in favor of completely eliminating the wiretapping statute and recreating it from scratch. Because the original proposal that was on the table was that they were going to just tweak some wording that would basically update the statute and change it from telecommunications to electronic communication and make the statute even longer and more wordy and more legalistic. And basically that proposal was taken off the table today. And,
wow, that's great.
And replaced with the, you know, proposal to just kind of redo this from the start. Because the original intention of wiretapping laws was to prevent wiretapping. In that, if Mark, you and I are having a conversation and Julia is a third party that is interested in our conversation and she has the technological means to somehow breach our conversation, so let's say we're on the phone with one another, the old version of wiretapping is where you actually hooked something into the copper, you know, the phone line outside of somebody's house and received whatever information, whatever audio was being transmitted over that line. In that, the individual who was doing the wiretapping was not a party to the conversation. That was the intention behind the idea that everybody should know that the call's being recorded if it's to be legal. That a third party should not just be in there listening.
Well, that's
listening
the one-party rule. That at least one party on the line must know that it's being recorded.
Right.
That's what is the law in 38 states. However, in 12 states, there's the two-party rule, and that suggests that everybody who's on the line should know who's being recorded. And I don't know what I think. I haven't come up with a conclusion about the private individual and their calls, but I'm 100% certain that every bureaucrat, while they're on the job, and that means taking telephone calls from reporters or the public in general, should be subjected to being recorded. That the way they're dealing with the public matters. That's their job, and that's them being in public.
I think you're right about
that. Now, if you call them at home and harangue them, then as far as I'm concerned, they've got the rights of an individual in their home. But they're picking up a line that my tax dollars pay for.
So I have a question for you. I'm wondering how, because I agree with you, if you call them at your home, that's basically harassment, or I don't know. But I'm curious how Ian feels about that, because we've had a lot of discussions about whether or not, like, if you work for the public, like, are you a regular person outside of work? Like, because you like to go to people's homes, for example, and sing and do things like that.
Well, yeah, an example would be after the police officer here in Keene attacked Derek J., knocked him off a bicycle, and, you know, basically punched him.
They tend to reserve that for the most egregious situations.
Right. We
went to I don't know how much it engenders support from the public.
It didn't
at
all.
Well, that's my issue with it.
His neighbors did not appreciate us being there. But, you know, because that's because they think he's a nice guy and they like him because they haven't ever been punched by him and knocked off their bicycles. So, anyway, that's one example of where we did go to somebody's house.
So, do you think that what Mark just said, do you think that individuals have different rights than they would when they're working in public office as far as being recorded? Like, do you support that everybody should be recorded without their consent all the time? I mean, or do you think... the rules should be different when you're...
I think it should be a one-party consent rule across the board, in that if I call you and I want to record that call, it should not be illegal. And that's the way it is in most all states. And if you're walking down the street and I have a video camera, then I should be able to record you. It may be uncouth to do that. It may be inappropriate.
Yeah, I think it is. I think that there's, you know, if this gets done more and more, people will understand just how inappropriate it is to record everything and not give somebody an opportunity. Like, for instance, Julia, if I, you know, caught you and I having a telephone conversation where I catch you in a situation where, you know, it's not pleasant and I can play it back to you, maybe I can get privately some kind of resolution to whatever my complaint is rather than just popping it on the internet. I think that, you know, that's the first place to go. Some people might call that blackmail. I don't know. But, you know, blackmail is a consensual situation as far as I'm concerned.
Well, again, if you don't want your privacy to be breached, don't open your mouth. I think that's an important thing to remember. And I don't think that an individual has a greater right to privacy in their conversations unless they've come to some sort of an agreement, unless there's an agreement being violated. Like if you and I have had an agreement that something shall not be spoken and one of us, you know, breaks that agreement, then there's a tort there. There's an issue that needs to be resolved in that particular case. But, you know, I'll give you an example. Like after the trial, I sent a message to Derek, who I respect and appreciate a lot. I sent him a message saying, hey, here's an unsolicited suggestion. I think that you went about the juror interviews the wrong way, because he and some other folks stood behind the courthouse with video cameras and basically ambushed the jurors as they came out asking them questions right out the gate. And I think the best way to handle that situation is to ask
he
the jurors.
Further cemented them in their conclusion.
Right. I think the best way to handle trying to get an interview from a juror is to not point a camera at them, to hold the camera, pointing it at the ground or whatever, and say, I'm so-and-so, I'm Derek J. from, you know, Shire TV or whatever, and I'm wondering if I could get a five-minute interview with you about being on the jury. That's the best way to get a response. So I think there's certain ways you should handle interacting with people. 855-453. It's Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, who takes blood pressure medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-914-2995 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-914-2995. 1-800-914-2995. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Wild rocker Russ Ames unleashes his brand new album, Rock Dog Revolution. 14 mega tracks from the sharp edge blade to the toughest nails, new world.
New world where we are. Not the old, old flea, baby.
Rock Dog Revolution also includes a cover of Fleetwood Mac's Dreams.
When it's
Rock Dog Revolution by Russ Ames. Out available from CDBaby.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Toll-free, 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we have there. Once again, freetalklive.com. Here with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
All right. So, once again, by the way, freetalklive.com. You can support the show by shopping with us at shop.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through the links you'll find there, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of the purchase price. So whatever it is you're looking to buy, they probably sell it. You'll probably get a really great deal as well. So go to shop.freetalklive.com, whether in the U.S., Canada, the U.K. We've got the different Amazon sites for each of you. So you can enter the appropriate one through shop.freetalklive.com and get your shopping done. So we've been talking about wiretapping and changing bad wiretapping laws. They exist in at least 12 states. Where it's the so-called two-party consent, which basically kills off any possibility of actually showing government bureaucrats and bad businessmen and rude people in their element. And I think it's a huge problem. And it's one of the things I pointed out to the in my testimony today in front of this subcommittee, which, by the way, normally apparently they don't hear from the public during these subcommittee hearings. But because Mark Warden, who is a Free State Project participant and also a state legislator, was the kind of the head of the subcommittee, he could basically, you know, run the meeting how he wants to. So he opened it up to comment, and it ended up turning into a really lively discussion with a lot of great points that people were making, and the supermajority of people in the audience. There was one police officer there. A supermajority of people.
What did the police officer say about two-party situations?
You know, he really kind of was like, well, we're here to observe and report back. So he really didn't have much to say.
We're gaining intelligence on the activists and increasing the size of our files.
Yeah, that was pretty much his position. So there was another point that you'd asked Mark, well, what are the arguments for this two-party consent law? What did I hear in the meeting today from the people that support the idea of two-party consent? One was a confusion about privacy and the right to it. and the idea that if you're on a phone call with somebody else that somehow you have a right to privacy, which is ridiculous. The privacy that you should have a right to is from a third party you don't know breaching the line. Yeah. That's what wiretapping was supposed to be about. So we, you know, kind of cleared that up. But then there was one lady in the one of the representatives who said, "Well, my job during outside of being a representative is I work for the state." As basically, she sounded like she was a social worker. She was talking with people with some sort of issue or whatever, and she said that. You know, so are you saying that that I could record all of my my customers or whatever she called them, you know, the social clients. Worker clients? And I said, well, no, it would depend on the agreement you have with your organization. I mean, if it's if because she talked about how
as far
it's
as I'm concerned, as a civilian, I think that it's you know, it's for one, let's be clear, police will record you in your interactions with them anytime they want.
That was brought
up. Likely any government official will record you in their interactions. But, you know, I think that it's a bad thing for social workers to record their clients. However, I'd ask you this. Would it be okay for the clients to record the social workers?
Well, that's the point that she made in a moment. So I answered her first question about could she just record anybody. I said, well, it would depend on the rules you have to follow. If you've taken a job that says that these are, classified, this is top secret, this is information that shall not be revealed, these are private conversations, and you record those conversations, you're violating the terms of your agreement with your job. So, no, you probably wouldn't be able to just record
them. But should it be a felony that's incarceratable? I mean, this is what it currently is in New Hampshire, up to 7 years. It's
crazy. Well, no, in that case, it wouldn't be a felony because it would just be you violating the terms of your job.
Right. I'm saying, but currently, I mean, you know, she's asking me. For one, I don't think the punishment fits the crime. 7 years in prison for recording a telephone conversation?
It's ridiculous. What's the damage? You know, how do you pay restitution? Let's look at that instead. But then she brought up that reverse question. Well, then could my clients record me? With kind of a look of surprise on her face. And I said, well, yeah, if they wanted to. They're not under the same agreement. Or, they, you know, in theory, they should be able to record
right.
you.
Let me ask you this. What if a social worker is, say, demanding sex in exchange for more benefits or something like that? What if a social worker is treating somebody badly and calling them names? Well, don't you want people to be able to record that?
That's what I said to her. I said, look, you know, I would hope that you're treating everybody equally and you're treating them fairly when you're on the phone with them. And them being able to record you would just help. Hold that account. I mean, hold you accountable. And isn't that something you want? And so she kind of didn't really have much to say to that. But she seemed shocked by the idea that someone could possibly record her behavior.
Oh, in 38 other states, they can, though.
Right.
Well, I used to work at a bank, and we had cameras on us everywhere.
All the time, yeah.
And I didn't
but
even think
audio.
About it. What?
Not audio.
Not
right?
audio. But I wouldn't have cared anyway. And when I think about jobs where I interacted with the public, I was always on my best behavior. I enjoyed it when I got compliments, you know, that would come through via, like, emails and stuff online that said, you know, I went to Julia and she really handled the situation well. And, you know, a week later the boss would come and say, you know, somebody said this nice thing about you and how you handled the situation. I like that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. I take pride in my work.
Because
so,
you do, you know,
right.
you do your best.
So audio recording, I always felt like... You never know who's watching.
Right.
You never know when this is going to come back to you. So I need to be on my best behavior at all times.
Only the people who have something to hide would want to have a two-party recording statute because that protects them. It protects the, you know, the slime balls. It protects the dishonest. It protects the thugs. That's what the two-party consent rule does.
It really
it provides,
does.
It provides a haven for them to where anybody that records their bad behavior is going to be possibly subject to criminal charges. And that's absolutely outrageous. So the other point that I thought was important to make to these people that were doing this hearing today was about how the two-party consent rule also protects bad business people. And I pointed out that, you know, where I come from, and probably in most of these 38 states, you've got, like, News Channel 8, on your side. We have investigated so-and-so's car lot because we heard that they were ripping people off, and we decided to arm up with hidden cameras to see if it was true. Who hasn't seen one of these undercover reports?
I would imagine most people have.
Most people, if they're in a one-party consent state. Because if you're in a two, if you're in one of these two-party consent states, you've lived there your whole life, you've probably never seen one of these reports unless it's on national television.
A lot of these little these two-party consent states are little backwaters, like Connecticut and Vermont and New Hampshire.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, I don't know if Vermont has its own television station, but New Hampshire has one.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't even have all three affiliates. Just
you're
one.
Right. Of the big names, yeah. So that's a really important thing, you know, not just to be able to hold government bureaucrats accountable, which is what the bulk of the conversation was about today in the hearing, but to be able to hold anyone who is behaving badly accountable.
A two-party consent state is California. That's a big one. Florida apparently
California.
Is one. Now, in Florida, they claim it's a two-party consent state, but you know, it doesn't. Maybe it just doesn't apply to the cameras on the ground.
Really? Well, maybe it wasn't always that way. Maybe they changed the law. I don't know.
I don't know either. But you know, I don't remember.
Maybe there's an exemption for news reporting. I don't know.
Have you heard telephone conversations between you know, businesses and?
I remember seeing undercover videos when I was growing
videos,
up in Florida.
But I'm asking you, just because Florida has this two-party consent,
no audio,
mean
video with audio.
I'm just telling you that, you know, these two-party this is a wiretapping law.
I see.
It is a miscarriage of justice to use a wiretapping law to go after somebody who's using video standing on the ground. They're not tapping any effing wires. Now, states across the country have been using the wiretapping laws
right.
in order to prevent people from videotaping police officers in the, you know, doing their duty. But that is a miscarriage of justice and not what the law was intended for. Perhaps in Florida, it is one of the few miscarriages of justice that they do not perpetrate.
Maybe so. I mean, that's going out
also,
on a limb. I don't know.
The only time I've seen this used to convict somebody is when they're recording somebody
the
who
government.
Works for the state.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. But the point being, you know, these are usually hidden camera situations where somebody goes into a alleged bad business and investigates their business practices. And then they, you know, cut the video up later and they put it on the air and those
sure.
bad businessmen are outed and or the salespeople are fired or, you know, things happen. When you out a bad business, you know, their business goes down and or they restructure and management changes until they get it right. And it's an important tool. So it's not just an important tool for keeping government people honest to some extent, but also business people as well as anybody that you happen to be on the phone with. So I thought it was really important to point that out to these
sure,
people in this hearing because what they were talking about was, well, we need to carve out an exception for people who threaten you, because somebody was saying how, well, what if you get threatened on the phone?
Wouldn't well, how are you going to know if you're going to get threatened
until after the fact?
And let's,
right.
What?
And so, and you know, the other thing was, well, we need to carve out a definition of what a public official is, and blah, 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 blah. And the point was that multiple people made was, look, if it's just a one-party consent rule across the board, you don't have to have all these exceptions. You don't have to have all the, you know, this lengthy legalese. It can just be really simple. And so hopefully that's the direction this is going to go in. The subcommittee will meet again in another 2 weeks, and then the full committee will meet, and then I don't know how, you know, some legislation will have to be drawn up. And for all I know, it's going to be 2 more years before anything possibly can come up for a vote. I don't know how exactly the legislative process works or how many committees it has to go through or all of that. We'll certainly let you know as things change here, because there's a lot of activism surrounding this now due to the fact that a Damos trial happened. And by the way, the Huffington Post and other, there's a HuffPo article that just got posted today updating on the Damos situation, and there's plenty more media out there, so people are paying attention. Hour 2's next. You take control. Free Talk Live.
If you died today, would your family be able to keep their home? Will your children get a college education? No? Then you need to protect them with life insurance. Life insurance helps make up for your lost income, funds your child's education, pays off household debt, pays for your funeral, pays taxes, and more. Learn all you need to know about life insurance free from the Center for Sound Consumer Advice. Call for their free latest consumer protection guide. 1-800-819-6545. Get your free insurance guide today. 1-800-819-6545.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk. 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testify testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to camelmilkforsale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's camelmilkforsale.com.